Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Life's most profound moments can often be the ones we never say out loud. Tonight's story follows a woman named Clara Miller, a widow who stumbles upon a letter that was never meant for her eyes. What it reveals changes everything she thought she knew about love, loss, and the life she had with her late husband. This is The Unsent Letter. Clara Miller had spent the past 5 years living alone in the small cottage by the lake where she and her husband, Daniel, had built their life together. The house was quiet now, filled only with memories. She was used to it. Or rather, she had learned to live with it. Daniel had been a kind, thoughtful man, a professor of history with a love for old books and quiet evenings spent reading. They met in college, married young, and created a home that felt like a sanctuary. They'd always planned on growing old together, but life, it seemed, had other plans. Daniel had passed away suddenly from a heart attack, leaving Clara with nothing but an empty house and a collection of their shared memories. She had mourned, and in her own way moved on, accepting the life she now had. But one evening, while going through some of Daniel's old things, Clara found something she wasn't expecting, a letter. It was a neatly folded piece of paper, yellowed with age, tucked inside an old book on the shelf, the kind of book they used to read together. The handwriting on the envelope wasn't hers, but it was unmistakably Daniel's. For Clara, if I never get the chance to say it. Her heart skipped a beat. Clara carefully opened the envelope, her fingers trembling slightly. She read the letter aloud, even though no one was there to hear it. My dearest Clara, there is something I need to tell you, something I've kept hidden for far too long. It's a truth I have carried with me for years, and as I sit here now, knowing time is short, I realize how unfair it is to leave this unspoken. Before we married, I was involved with someone else. A woman named Eleanor. We shared a brief but intense relationship, and I loved her, in my own way. But that was before I met you. And when I met you, I knew that my heart belonged to you, entirely. I never spoke of Eleanor again because I wanted to give you all of me, without the past getting in the way. She was a part of my history, but you are my future. And that future was everything I could have hoped for. I never told you this, and I don't know why. Perhaps because I feared you would question my loyalty, or worse, that you might doubt my love for you. But as I sit here, I realize that the truth has been with me all along, and I should have shared it with you sooner. My love for you is boundless, Clara. I am forever yours, and I hope you can forgive me for this silence. The letter was signed, Daniel. Clara's hands shook. The words blurred as tears filled her eyes. She had never known. Daniel had never spoken of Eleanor. There was never a hint of her existence. Clara had always believed their love was pure and untouched by the past, but now she was forced to confront a side of Daniel she had never known. She couldn't help but wonder, how could he have kept such a thing from her? Was it because of the depth of his love for her, or because he was trying to protect her from something painful? And then, another thought crossed her mind, was this letter meant for her? Or was it meant for someone else? That evening, Clara took a walk by the lake, her mind swirling with confusion and emotion. She reached the small wooden dock where she and Daniel used to sit, looking out at the water. As she sat there, the weight of the letter pressed down on her chest. She thought of all the quiet, tender moments they had shared, the laughter, the companionship, the years they spent building a life together. Had they been built on a lie? Was she the second choice all along? A part of her wanted to be angry, to tear the letter up and forget she had ever found it. But another part, more understanding, more patient, told her to remember the man she had loved. The man who had chosen her, who had loved her completely, even if the past had left him with secrets. She stood up and walked back to the cottage. The house felt emptier now, but in a strange way, she felt closer to Daniel than ever before. The truth wasn't always easy to bear, but perhaps it was what made their love stronger. Clara wasn't sure. But she knew one thing, she would never stop loving him, no matter the secrets he had kept. As the rain began to fall, Clara sat down at her desk, the letter in front of her. She didn't know what to do with it, or what it meant for her future. But for now, she put it back in the envelope, slid it into the book, and returned it to the shelf where it had been hidden for so many years. Some things, she realized, were better left to the past. Sometimes, the truth can be a heavy burden. But in the end, it's the way we face it that defines who we are. Thank you for joining us on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. If you enjoyed tonight's story, don't forget to subscribe and join us again next time for another tale of the hidden truths that shape our lives.